Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Greg Haynes of the Cattlemen's Beef Board talking sustainability and more in just a moment. Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, December 5th, broadcast live from Fort Worth on Dish Network Channel 997 SLA TV and SuperiorClickToBid.com starting 8 a.m. Central Time, offering 29,000 head, 3,700 yearling steers, 3,800 yearling heifers, and 19,000 head of weaned calves. For details of when a lot will sell, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call us 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock.
The Tulsa Farm Show is back December 12th through 14th at the River Spirit Expo. This year's sponsor, Oklahoma Farm Bureau, and over 370 exhibitors will feature the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services, along with cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. Kick off your day with free coffee and cookies and enter to win $1,000 in show bucks each day at 1 o'clock. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details and to view the interactive show floor plan. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
Stop eating beef and save the planet. That's the message that a lot of anti-animal agriculture folks are saying these days. The beef industry is pushing back, and the Beef Checkoff has funded some research regarding the sustainability story of today's U.S. beef. And Greg Haynes, the chief executive officer of the Cattlemen's Beef Board, says it's essential that this story be set straight.
Right. No, exactly. And I think that's hugely important for the checkoff to be able to get this information out. You've got activist groups who are still using data from reports that have already been debunked, and they keep touting that as the fact. So I think getting this type of information out is critical. That really shows the carbon footprint or the CO2 emissions and all this is much less than what people really are saying and what they're putting out there. So it's very, very important that we can get that out. I was just at a meeting last week, and Alan Gray from Purdue was talking about the sustainability story of agriculture, and it's amazing. You know, we've increased the amount of agriculture production by 300% almost, and our inputs have stayed flat. I mean, that is sustainability, and I think those kind of stories in this study, that kind of information needs to be out there so people understand that ag is a sustainable and continuing to improve player in the global economy and environment.
Obviously, the checkoff is designed to help that profitability for the beef cattle producer. How do you see the checkoff trying to rise up and really meet that core mission?
So there's the beef industry long-range plan that has identified four key areas. So all those are really designed for addressing these issues and creating demand and improving profitability. So everything that the contractors are doing have to meet one of those four areas. And then within those contractors, there's committees that are focused on things like nutrition or promotion or international marketing. And so as the contractors are putting those plans together, those committees of producers are reviewing it and giving feedback to make sure it's really kind of meeting the demands of what the producers need and want. And then that is reviewed and updated, and then ultimately the operating committee makes those funding decisions. So I think that's important, that this whole process is really designed to make sure the program is efficient and make sure that it's achieving those goals of making beef production more profitable. And I know there's always challenges out there. You've got ups and downs in the markets, things like that. The checkoff wasn't designed, obviously, to try and manage the market or change those, but the protein competition out in the U.S. and the world is obviously getting bigger and bigger. You know, you've got other animal proteins, you've got more plant proteins that are competing in our space. So this is where it's very important, I think, that the checkoff is out there and is able to tell that story and counter anything that the competition is doing.
In this role, as you're coming over from a checkoff contractor, looking at the international side of things primarily, was your job. I know that you've probably been drinking from the fire hose on things like the digital marketing campaign and the like. Do you feel pretty good about how that's playing out at this time?
Yeah, no, I think so. I mean, and that's something that's kind of hard for everyone to understand too. I mean, when we're looking at the consumer targets here in the United States, how do you reach them? And obviously it's these digital mediums to get those millennials and these new consumers who are purchasing the product. And so their tastes and the things that are their hot buttons and cold buttons are much different from older generations or from the producers. So a lot of times producers will say, hey, we don't see anything that's going on with the checkoff. You know, like we don't see any ads here or there, but that's because, you know, the producers aren't really the target. You know, they're already, they better be beef consumers anyway. And so we're trying to get those consumers who are on the fence, who are looking at different proteins, and we want to make sure that they are beef consumers. So that's where using a lot of these digital media and things, I think, is very helpful and is showing very good results as far as getting them to be utilizing beef and understanding how to prepare it and the nutritional value, all of that.
The new chief executive officer of the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion Board, Greg Haynes. A lot of the things that Greg's talking about can be seen in more detail by going to the website www.beefboard.org. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program has been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. Since becoming the first USDA-certified mediation provider for the state of Oklahoma, our professional mediators have helped thousands of farmers, ranchers, and federal agencies work together to reach realistic, durable solutions to the challenges they face. Learn more about the OAMP and the mediation process by visiting our website at ok.gov/mediation or contact us toll-free at 1-800-248-5465. That's 1-800-248-5465.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.